Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
4 years after we started down the path of principled engagement with Burma, the culture of reform in Burma is increasingly self-driven and self-perpetuating. U.S. Department of State Senior Advisor on Burma, Judith Beth Sefkin, said recently in testimony before the U.S. House Committee on Foreign Affairs, "The government of Burma has released over 1,100 political prisoners since 2011, substantially eased media censorship, signed the International Atomic Energy Agency Additional Protocol, taken steps to fulfill its obligation to implement the U.N. Security Council resolutions concerning North Korea, and reformed its policies and laws to attract foreign investment. Yet the transition remains fragile, and the country faces long-standing challenges, including a struggle to define a common national identity, the need to strengthen rule of law, including efforts to promote justice and accountability, and the need to achieve a more equitable distribution of power and the benefits of Burma's vast natural resources." The pillars of U.S. policy towards Burma include promoting national peace and reconciliation, supporting the development of democratic systems governed by rule of law and protecting human rights, helping Burma realize its transition to a free market economy, strengthening livelihoods and local governance, and helping Burma become a positive, integrated, regional and global partner. Our continued engagement to effect positive change in Burma is grounded in our strategic interest in a successful, politically and economically progressive Asia-Pacific region and the fundamental values that are at the core of who we are as a nation, Ms. Sefkin said. Burma is ethnically diverse, with 135 recognized ethnic nationalities and a history of ethnic conflict. The quest for nationwide peace and reconciliation is the defining challenge of Burma's transformation, Ms. Sefkin said. Unless the people of Burma can achieve peace and national unity based on equal rights and respect for diversity, no other reforms will be sustainable. The United States remains committed to reinforcing Burma's progress on reform, Ms. Sefkin said. We owe it to the Burmese people and to ourselves, given our long-standing commitment to the country, to continue to support them as a remarkable moment of opportunity dawns.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.